Nanotechnology is responsible for those stain and wrinkle resistant slacks, shorts with built-in sunscreen, a golf ball that can correct its own wobble, and anti-graffiti paint. The Chippewa Valley Technical College, or CVTC, started teaching nanoscience courses a year ago, but part of the curriculum requires that students spend their last semester at the University of Minnesota, where the best research equipment is located to see the movement of atoms and learn how to manipulate them. Bill Eilenfeld is president of CVTC.
Many times students get into the University of Minnesota and get into the Twin Cities market and begin to realize that there are job opportunities there.
To help keep students in Wisconsin, a new National Science Foundation grant of $217,000 will allow CVTC to partner with UW-Stout and UW-Eau Claire. That's where some state-of-the-art equipment is already located. And university professors will teach the same capstone experience CVTC students would get in Minnesota. Brian Levin-Stankiewicz is the chancellor at UW-Eau Claire.
From a public point of view, this is just efficient use of state resources. We're trying to complement one another and use the resources we have in the most effective way for the benefit of this region and the state.
In October, the Chippewa Valley Technical College breaks ground for its new $4.5 million NanoRite Incubation Center. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio in Eau Claire.